This pepper is on the hot strength of creep resistant ferritic steels. In what context was this work done?
There are many examples where steels operate at high temperatures, the power generation industry and waste burning industries. What we wanted was a method for calculating the strength at these temperatures as a function of the chemical composition and heat treatment.
And what was your approach?
The National Research Institute for Materials in Japan has, throughout its long history, been collecting and disseminating the experimental data on steels. We used their data to create a Bayesian neural network model of hot strength.
And what did you find by doing that?
Well, the most interesting outcome was that the reduction in strength with increasing temperature became quite dramatic beyond 800 Kelvin. We realized then that there may be a correlation between the hot strength beyond 800 Kelvin and creep rupture.
And what's the interest in that relationship?
The relationship between hot strength and creep is interesting because strength tests are much cheaper in terms of cost and time than creep rupture tests. So any relationship would be useful in assessing new alloys. In addition, we think there may be a sort of a fundamental change in the deformation mechanism beyond about 800 Kelvin, and we speculate that thermally activated dislocation climb kicks in beyond 800 Kelvin.
So, do you think that that might help to set an upper temperature limit for the ferritic steels?
Yes, it would be very useful to define an upper limit to the temperature capability because we don't really know whether we can actually make ferritic steels to operate at 650 degrees centigrade. So it's a question that we are thinking about. It's a very good question. It will be necessary to introduce some physical principles.
Okay, thank you.